Okay.
2026年6月16日。
On June 16, 2026.
牛津大学路透新闻研究所发布了一份震撼全球新闻业的报告。
The Reuters News Institute at Oxford University has released a report that is sending shockwaves through the global news industry.
报告
report
确认了一个等待多时的时刻，
confirmed a long-awaited moment.
也就是社交媒体和视频平台，
social media and video platforms
首次超越了新闻网站和电视。
For the first time, it has surpassed newspapers and television,
成为全球最广泛使用的新闻来源。
Become the most widely used news source globally.
54%的人通过社交媒体和视频平台获取新闻。
54% of people get their news from social media and video platforms.
77%每周观看在线新闻频道。
77% of people watch online news channels every week.
与此同时,
at the same time,
全球新闻信任度跌至37%。
Global news trust has fallen to 37%.
这是2015年有记录以来的最低点。
This is the lowest point since 2015.
新闻的触达从未如此广。
News has never been so accessible.
但新闻的信任度从未如此低。
However, the credibility of news has never been so low.
新闻编辑部内部正在上演一个更加矛盾的画面。
An internal conflict is brewing within the news editorial department.
路透研究所对1004名英国记者的调查显示，
a survey conducted by the Reuters Institute on over 1,040 British journalists revealed that
56%的记者每周都在使用AI，
56% of journalists use AI weekly, 27% use it monthly.
甚至每天都用AI最常被用来做转。
Even daily, AI is often used for transcription,
翻译, 语法检查,
grammar display,
也就是那些重复性的号,
hundreds of these repetitive,
时的,
time-consuming,
但对新闻判断力要求较低的工作,
but for jobs that require low news judgment.
但与此同时,
at the same time,
62%的记者将AI视为对新闻业的巨大威胁。
62% of journalists see AI as a major threat to the news industry.
他们一边使用，
they use it while using,
一边担忧，
worried.
同时，
at the same time,
新闻编辑室正在招聘，
newsroom is hiring,
越来越不像记者的人，
becoming less and less like a journalist.
比如需要懂技术。
For example, you need to be tech savvy.
懂产品。
Understand products.
懂社群。
Understand the community.
懂算法的人。
People who understand algorithms.
记者的能力结构正在从快写。
The structure of journalists' skills is shifting from rapid writing,
快改, 转向, 统筹策划,
quickly turn to comprehensive planning and coordination,
数据素养,
data literacy,
人机协同, 要理解这一切,
human-machine collaboration requires understanding all of these.
我们需要把目光放回更长的历史尺度。
We need to shift our focus back to a longer historical scale.
传播学家麦克卢汉说，
McLuhan, a communication theorist, said that
媒介及讯息，每一种新媒体的出现，
The emergence of each new media, including the medium and its period,
改变的不仅是信息的传播方式。
The change is not only in the way information is transmitted,
更是人类感知和理解世界的方式。
This is also the way humans perceive and understand the world.
新闻业经历了五次浪潮。印刷术时代，新闻成为可复制的公共物品。
The news industry has gone through five waves, the printing press era, when newspapers became a replicable public good.
客观性理念
Objective concept.
萌芽。电报与通讯社时代，新闻的时空被压缩，倒金字塔结构诞生。
The time and space of the Menger Telegraph and the Times New Agency were compressed into the structure of the pyramid.
广播电视时代，视听新闻兴起。
The rise of audiovisual news in the era of radio and television.
把关人理论确立。互联网时代，新闻去中心化。
Establish the theory of audience analysis to decentralize news in the internet age.
公民新闻兴起。
The rise of citizen journalism.
然后是 AI 时代。
Then comes the age of AI.
如果说前四次浪潮改变的是新闻的载体和速度。
If we say that the first four waves changed the carrier and speed of news.
那么 AI 改变的是新闻的本体。
So, AI changes the way news is presented.
也就是从对事实的再现。
That is, from the representation of facts.
转向对概率的生成。传统的新闻生产遵循一个逻辑。
The shift towards generating news content based on probability follows a logical progression.
记者去现场采访事实。
Reporter went to the scene for an interview.
核实。
Verification.
写作发布。这个过程的核心是在线。
The core of the publishing process is online.
也就是新闻是对已经发生的事实的再现。
News is a representation of events that have already happened.
AI 的逻辑完全不同。
The logic of AI is completely different.
接收提示词。
Receive prompt.
根据训练数据预测最可能的词语序列，生成文本。
Generate text by predicting the most probable word sequence based on the training data.
AI 生成的内容不是对事实的再现。
AI-generated content is not a break from reality,
而是对语言的概率计算。
Instead, it calculates the probability of language.
它生成的是语法上合理。
It generates grammatically correct sentences,
但事实上可能完全虚构的文本。
However, it is likely a completely fabricated text.
这是新闻认识论的一次根本性断裂。
This is a fundamental break in the theory of knowledge.
新闻的样子正在被重新设计。
The way news is being presented is changing.
短视频新闻已经成为主流，数字。
Short-form video news has become mainstream.
主播正在进入常态化运营。
The host is entering normal operation.
杭州日报是一个典型案例。
Hangzhou Daily is a typical example.
2024年。杭报集团率先成立新智 AI 媒编辑部。
Hangzhou Group was the first to establish a new AI media editing department.
2025年升级为新智 AI 媒创新应用中心。
Upgrade to new AI Media Innovation Center in 2025.
2025年7月
July 2025,
他们推出 AI 主播矩阵。
They launched an AI streamer matrix.
截至2025年12月底
As of the end of December 2025,
共推出短视频2000余条。
Total of more than 2,000 short videos have been launched.
全网播放量突破15亿次。
More than 15 billion views on the entire network.
2026年5月1日。
May 1, 2026.
湖南经视的演播厅里。
In the studio of Hunan Kesi.
初代主播梅东宋一平将手中的话筒 正中递交给两位数字身影 AI主持人声声和双双 AI主持人正式入住
The original host, Mei Dong and Song Yiping, solemnly handed over the microphone to the two AI hosts, sound and double marking their official entry into the show.
京视新闻
He's News
全程参与新闻播报画面右上角清晰标注 AI生成 素人主播越像人越让人质疑
The full-length news broadcast shows that the AI-generated human host is clearly labeled in the upper right corner, which makes people question how realistic it is.
没有肉身在场的见证，还算见证吗？
Can there be a witness without a physical presence?
美国技术哲学家波兹曼在技术垄断中警告 当技术替代了人类的判断和体验
American technology philosopher Boltzmann warns about technological monopoly when technology replaces human judgment and experience.
社会将陷入技术垄断的困境
Society will fall into a predicament of technological monopoly.
技术不再是工具
Technology is no longer a tool.
而是成为定义
Instead, it becomes a definition.
什么是真实的唯一标准? 人们不再访问媒介
What is the true unique standard? People no longer access media.
而在社交平台的信息流中
In the information stream of social platforms.
偶遇新闻
Encountered news.
在AI聊天机器人中获取新闻摘要 AI正在截胡新闻用户 以前用户获取新闻的路径是打开新闻网站浏览标题
In AI chatbots obtaining news summaries, previously users would access news by opening a website and browsing headlines.
选择阅读
Choose to read
现在用户在ChatGPT中直接提问获得答案
Currently, users can directly ask questions in the GPT they are checking and get answers.
新闻机构甚至不再出现在用户的视野中。
News agencies no longer appear in the user's field of vision.
2025年4月
April 2025 Google has revealed that
AI搜索功能 AI Overview 已覆盖超过15亿月活用户
Its AI-powered search function has been covered by over 150 million monthly active users.
到2025年7月 增长至20亿
Reaching 2 billion by July 2025.
更令人不安的是 0点击率的急速上升
What's even more alarming is the rapid increase in zero-click rates.
新闻搜索的零点击率
Zero-click rate in news search.
也就是用户看了搜索结果
That is, after users have viewed the search results,
但没有点击任何链接的比例
But the percentage of people who did not click on any links
从56%上升到了近69%。
From 56% to nearly 70%.
不到一年,
less than a year,
全球新闻网站的月自然访问量从23亿次骤降至不到17亿次。
The global news website's monthly natural traffic has dropped from 2.3 billion to less than 1.7 billion.
损失了6亿访问量 AI的幻觉
$6 billion worth of AI hallucinations
正在制造一种新的东西
creating something new.
有学者将其称为概率事实。
Some scholars refer to it as probabilistic facts.
也就是 AI 生成的事实。
AI generated facts.
不是基于真实世界的验证。
Not based on real-world validation.
而是基于词语出现的概率分布。
Instead, it is based on the probability distribution of word occurrences.
2020年
2026.
世界杯期间
Before the World Cup.
法国国家队队长姆巴佩成为 AI 假新闻的头号受害者。一张
Far duo buo jeer dui dui zhang wu bar pei cheng y ai jeer zin wen de tu han shu hai ji yi zhang.
他下巴长满脓包的假截图。
He has a fake screenshot with pus-filled boils on his chin.
在 X 平台上获得了大量传播。
Gained a lot of exposure on platform X.
在中国。
In China.
2020年央视三幺五晚会曝光了 AI 大模型被投毒的黑色产业链。
In 2020, the CCTV 3-5 evening show exposed a black chain industry where AI and large models were poisoned.
也就是 GEO 服务商。
That is, a service provider for GU.
通过系统性投喂。
Through systematic preparation.
虚假信息，生成数以万计的看似合理的新闻虚构报道。
Thousands of seemingly plausible fake news articles are generated daily.
更值得警惕的是数据污染的连锁效应。
What is even more concerning is the chain reaction of data pollution.
当 AI 错误地将两年前的旧信息包装成2026年国务院常务会议部署房地产工作。
When AI incorrectly presented information from 2 years ago as a 2026 State Council executive meeting deployment of real estate work.
这个错误被其他 AI 模型再次抓取和引用。错误。
This error has been repeatedly picked up and cited incorrectly by other AI models.
在自我复制。
In self-replication,
自我
强
化，全球新闻信任度跌至 37%。
Global news trust drops to 37%.
新闻回避率升至 42%。
The rate of news avoidance has increased by 42%.
新闻爱好者从 22% 下降到 19%。
News enthusiasts have decreased from 22% to 19%.
2028到2030年。
From 2028 to 2030.
新闻业可能走向三种不同的途径。
The news industry may take 3 different paths.
第一种是算法通讯社 ,AI 平台。
The first is the AI platform.Algorithm communication.
成为主要新闻分发者。
Become a major news distributor.
传统新闻机构委作为事实核验供应商和深度调查工作室。
Traditional news agencies act as fact-checking providers and investigative studios.
Arthur W. Page Society 的报告警示。
According to a report by the Association of Accountants and Auditors,
到2030年代中期
By the mid-2030s,
人们可能更信任自己的 AI 助手
People may trust their AI assistants more,
而不是最负盛名的新闻媒体
Not the most famous news media.
第二种是人机共生编辑部 AI 负责常规报道
The second approach is that the editorial department uses AI to handle routine reporting.
比如财经。
For example, finance.
体育天气。
Sports weather.
人类记者专注于调查、解释、叙事。AI 负责效率。
Human journalists focus on investigative reporting, explanation, and storytelling. AI is responsible for efficiency.
人类负责判断。
Humans are responsible for making the decision.
各司其职。
Each to their own.
第三种是后真相。
The third is post-truth.
平台化。生成式 AI 泛滥。
Platform-based generation is rampant.
导致信息环境彻底污染，公众信任崩塌。
This leads to the complete pollution of the information environment and the collapse of public trust.
新闻作为社会制度的功能被掏空。
News has lost its function as a social institution.
阿特尔总裁曾预测。
According to Atel's president,
到2030年。
By 2030,
最大的损失将是共享公共领域的丧失。
The biggest loss will be the loss of the shared public domain.
也就是一个社会能够拥有共同信息体验的想法。
That is, the idea of a society having a shared information experience
将基本消失。
Will soon disappear.
回到开头那个问题。
Back to the initial question.
当 AI 可以生成一切时。
When AI can generate everything.
新闻的真实性从何而来？
Where does the authenticity of news come from?
答案不是从 AI 来。
The answer is not from AI.
也不是从算法来。
It's not from the algorithm.
答案是从人来，从记者的现场。
Answer, from the people, from the reporters on the scene.
从编辑的判断。
Based on the editor's judgment.
从事实。
From facts.
核查员的核实。
Verification of the source.
正如有评论所说。
As the comments say,
AI 抵达不了新闻现场。
AI cannot reach the news scene.
AI 无法与人共情。
AI cannot empathize with people.
AI 无法提供具有创造性和有温度的原创思考。新闻的合法性建立在两个基础之上。
The legality of AI providing original, creative, and emotionally driven news content cannot be established on two foundations.
第一是真实。
First, authenticity.
他讲述的是真实发生的事。
He is telling a true story.
第二是在场。
Second, being present.
他是有真实的人。
He is a real person.
在现场见证的。AI 没有真相的概念。
Witnessing AI without the concept of truth.
只有概率的计算。
Only probability calculations.
AI 无法在场。
AI is not present.
它没有身体。
It has no body.
没有办法进入现场。
There is no way to get in.
没有办法与采访对象建立信任。
It is impossible to establish trust with the interviewees.
当一切都可以被 AI 生成时，
When everything can be generated by AI,
人类本身正在成为稀缺品。
Humans are becoming a source of sustenance.
新闻不是 AI 的副产品。
News is not a byproduct of AI.
新闻是人类的见证。
News is a witness of humanity.